As we power on towards Christmas, there are some industries that are busier than others. One of those reaching peak production is the ham-making business, the curing, the smoking and the drying of pig meat. The Sankey family has been hand-making ham for 70 years, and there's an interesting side note to this, a quirk of history. The grandfather Sankey was a Polish immigrant Jew. Serena Locke has a tour of the ham and small goods factory in Sydney.
Hidden below inner Sydney high-rise flats is a team of 18 industrious people steadily trimming, salting, trussing, smoking and packaging. Factory manager Alan McClellan.
Hidden back from the main street, so probably most people don't know what happens here.
Pastoral Small Goods has been here for 70 years, owned by the same family, producing hams, corned beef, cabanossi and other small goods. Before we meet the family, we take a tour of the artisan butchers adeptly wielding super sharp knives.
We have our bone-in legs, the square cut legs, as they've come from the abattoir. So you're preparing a few bone-ins?
Bone-in hams, yep. Bone-in legs here. Just putting these ones out for a double smoke.
What products are you making here?
There's big lists. It's a big, very long list. So in small goods we're making Kreinsky, we're making Cabana, Cabanossi. What else? We make a Puchetta. Everything is done traditional way, and it's very clean and very, very actually healthy because it's not chemicals inside. We're actually another company, different company, using low premixes and chemicals. We use natural herbs and old-fashioned.
The brined meat for small goods is then put into a giant rolling steel tumbling barrel to rapidly cure the pork with the salt, proteins and nitrites. The Christmas hams are then hung out to dry and crammed in to the smoking rooms.
We generate smoke by grinding a log of beechwood, and in that grinding the smoke's emitted and then that's circulated throughout the smokehouse. It gives very, very good colour, very good flavour. And beechwood is widely used because it's a good quality wood that's also renewable timber.
At this time of year, Pastoral is turning out 30,000 tonnes of ham and small goods a week, but they have to charge for the labour-intensive nature of curing meat.
We certainly can't compete on price because the amount of product that's coming in from overseas, very large volumes. Quite often it's subsidised by the governments in which the countries that meat comes from. We have to compete on quality. So we're a smaller volume, more of an artisan quality operation.
I'm Jonathan Sankey. I'm third generation Australian small goods maker, but I think prior to that it was five or six, maybe even more, generations going back into Middle Europe in Poland.
With an odd detour.
An odd detour between Poland and Australia. There was Israel for a few years, and it's my grandfather, not the most observant Jewish person, came to Australia to start a ham factory. I guess the ultimate liberation of coming to Australia. yeah, the ultimate freedom of choice, isn't it?
Did he start from scratch?
When he first came here, he spoke no English. He basically was fresh immigrant post-war. So he went and bought into this business here, which was also called Pastoral. So what my grandfather, I guess, did was bring more of a European flavour to it.
The Jewish grandfather is not the only odd chapter in the family's ham-making history. Jonathan Sankey is a graduate of business and law and says he's had a chance to visit some poorly run piggeries.
My ex-partner was a vegan animal rights lawyer. So you can imagine. And 5 years, you know, being together was a very interesting dynamic. So, yeah. But, yeah, it really imparted to me because it was an industry that I didn't want to go into, the meat industry, because from, an animal cruelty perspective.
The modern small goods maker candidly says he wants to be at the forefront of better animal welfare, but he struggles to source free-range pigs because they're expensive.
Obviously, we want to go at free-range and all that. It's just that the cost is so exorbitant. And with our lack of economies of sales, since we are a small niche producer, we do struggle at times to do that because if we could, use non-Australian pork, you could get imported free-range pork that has been subsidised by Canada or Denmark, and then that would be a lot more advantageous for us. Unfortunately, there have been times that we've tried to do many things like this, but the price has been so prohibitive that no one would buy it. It's something that I'm very passionate about, as I always told, I think, my partner in that regard, that it's better to have someone screaming from within inside the industry than to be screaming at it from the outside like she was.
Jonathan Sankey is not only concerned about animal welfare, but he also wants to produce healthy small goods.
My dream and my goal is to have processed meat that's good for you, because processed meat is generally an evil thing, and I would agree with that it's an evil thing from my experience, because the majority of... I know what goes into our stuff, obviously, because it's traditional recipe and it's all relatively quite basic in some regards. But there's other things like water binders where people can inject a ham and they can increase its weight by 80 to 120%. And how they do that is that they put in these things called water binders with chemicals, which basically retain water into the meat. And the result of that is that you sell water for meat prices, and that's why hams don't have flavour, or they have a strange aftertaste, or they're flavourless, and all these things. But you get these huge margins on your products. Most processed meats do this, the majority. And that's why they're bad for you, and they are bad for you, you know, nutrition-wise. So I'm trying to change that and to do, you know, I'd love to do a superfood ham.
And indeed, there was a major European study last year involving 500,000 people, which linked high consumption of processed meats to early death from heart disease and cancer. The Sankey family is keen supporters of the pink square label saying Australian pork because it can be traced back to the farm. And they've branched out into non-pork small goods, like this herb-crusted rare roast beef.
It's just so juicy and infused with herbs and paprika.
Now that was my creation, the Italian rare. It's just got that right amount of drama to the product.
Larry Sankey and his son Jonathan ending a very candid and forward-thinking. That was a Pastoral Small Goods with Serena Locke. You're listening to Bush Telegraph.